Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney held a town hall on his congressional Facebook page via video streaming service Ustream. Constituents posed their questions on Facebook, Twitter, and by email. He began by saying he would hold more town halls both in person and electronically. He then read and answered constituent questions for about 30 minutes, responding to questions ranging from gun violence to immigration reform to health care, along with updates about repairs to infrastructure damaged by major storms.
Let's take another question. On Facebook, Ross Miller from New Windsor, asking about the Old Forge Bridge in Orange County. Yeah, this is a bridge that was damaged originally in Hurricane Irene.
And after talking about the bridge some more, he says,
My office recently put together a very lengthy list of projects in consultation with all of the county executives, all of the local electeds from both parties. And we shared that list with the governor's office, and we're having very active conversations with them to make sure that these kind of projects are prioritized. And I'm happy to say that the bridge that that Ross is asking about, Old Forge Bridge, is on that list.
He hopes to help direct some of the federal Superstorm Sandy relief funding to that project, along with the following.
The west side of the river, dredging the Wallkill River and the Roundout Creek, these are classic stitch-in-time, saves-nine kind of projects, where if we do the sensible work in an environmentally sensitive way, we will prevent future damage.
Shane DeApril is the editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine. He says Maloney is not the only congressman or elected official to stream a town hall, but more were taking advantage of the medium on the campaign trail.
It's less common than simply having a Facebook page or simply having a Twitter account and tweeting once in a while, as it may be. But I do think it's going to increasingly become more common for folks running campaigns and also for folks once they're in office.
He said increasing numbers of elected officials are turning to social media to hold town hall-style forums.
More and more congressmen and also even a local elected official are using Facebook forums or doing town halls via social networks, even doing things on networks like Reddit. Because increasingly it's a simple and easy way to communicate with your constituents. It cuts out the mainstream media, which politicians tend to like. And increasingly, more folks are on these social networking platforms, even folks in older age demographics.
He says he has heard of other congressional representatives in other parts of the country streaming town halls, though he says it is more common for an elected official to stream a teletown hall through a website or social network. Whether live streaming or tweeting, DeApril advises that officials turn to at least some form of social media.
We tell candidates and what we write in our magazine that whether you're a candidate or whether you're an elected official on the state level, federal level, wherever, if you are not on a social network at this point, if you're not on a social network in 2013, you're exceedingly behind the times.
And here's Maloney closing out his live stream.
Thank you very much for joining. It was a pleasure for me to be able to interact with you in this way. It won't be the last time.
But it will be the first times for other elected officials, says DeApril, as he is hearing that more of them are looking to interact with constituents this way. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.